Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 13, 1805. A major hunt. For both the Mandan and the Corps, two issues are of constant concern: good hunting and bartering for necessities. Today, Captain Clark writes about both.
A cold, clear day. Great number of Indians move down the river to hunt. Those people kill a number of buffalo near their villages and save a great portion of the meat. Their custom of making this article of life general leaves them more than half of the time without meat. Their corn and beans they keep for the summer, and as a reserve in case of an attack by the Sioux, which they are always in dread. They seldom go out to hunt except in large parties. About half of the Mandan nation pass this day to hunt on the river below. Mr. Charbonneau and one man that accompanied him to some of the lodges of the Minnetarees near Turtle Hill returned, both with frozen faces. Charbonneau informs that the clerk of the Hudson's Bay Company, with the Minnetarees, has been speaking some few expressions unfavorable to us, and said the Northwest Company intends to building a fort at the Minnetarees. He saw the Grand Chief of the Big Bellies, who spoke slightly of the Americans, saying if we would give our great flag to him, he would come to see us. Captain William Clark, January 13, 1805.
Nicholas Biddle said that the term general in the phrase making this article of life general meant that the buffalo meat was the property of all of the people and not owned just by the hunter. The Turtle Hill referred to is probably the present-day Killdeer Mountains in Dunn County, North Dakota. There's also a present-day Turtle Mountain on the Manitoba-North Dakota border. Tomorrow, an eclipse of the moon.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Additional material from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkins. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.